Welcome to Lesson 19, Building Your Organization. It may be that right now you're still wearing all the hats in your business. That's pretty common for most early stage entrepreneurs, and creative entrepreneurs tend to stay in this space much longer than needed simply because they haven't gotten clarity around how to structure their business so that they can step away from wearing all the hats. Delegation often begins in the form of hiring a virtual assistant or a bookkeeper, or perhaps hiring household help to take the day-to-day household chores off your plate so that you can focus on building your business. While these first steps are helpful, they're often scattershot and unsustainable, meaning that at some point, you'll need to hire more help. That's why it's important to begin planning the structure of your business now, not so that you can hire out all these posts, but so that you can have an idea of what support you'll need as your business grows. Remember, we're hiring for job description, not job title. We want to put the right people in the right roles in your company as it grows. Before you can do that, though, you need to know what those roles are. Each company will have a unique organizational structure that is custom fit to your needs. Now, that said, there are a few functional areas of business support that every company has in some form or another. And today's lesson introduces you to those functions. They are legal, financial, and operational. What's inside each functional area really depends on how you design your business to communicate across these areas. For example, you may put your sales and marketing teams inside your finance department or your operations department, depending on how you see the chain of command working. Now, if all of this seems a little overwhelming right now, no surprise, and that's okay. I'm introducing you to these concepts now so that when the time is right for you to start hiring in these areas, you'll have a clear idea of how you want everything to fit together. This is still a long ways off, but seeing the bigger picture now is going to be very helpful. It'll also give you a better idea of when and how you can delegate these functions when you're ready to step away from doing them yourself. Legal, like the bookkeeping aspect of finance, is one of the first things that gets delegated for most creative entrepreneurs. In the beginning, you may not need to hire a high-powered lawyer. Most creatives rely on legal templates for day-to-day operational activities like contracts and disclaimers on your website. But when you look at the bigger picture of the legal aspects of your business, you're talking about things like deciding and setting up your business structure, contracts and agreements, and general legal compliance issues. Setting up the legal structure is probably a one-time thing inside your company. Consulting an attorney in your area to make sure that you've completed all the necessary forms and registered for all the appropriate licensing and certifications for your business may or may not be necessary. Still, as your business grows, this may be an area you'll want to review. As an example, I started my business by filing an LLC form with my state's business authority. Not a big deal. One form and a fee and I was ready to go. But when I was a financial advisor, I not only had to sit for a licensing exam, I then had to register with the state and then maintain my license with regular continuing education. Once your business hits a certain level of income, you may decide to reclassify your business as well. Here in the States, you can start a business under your own name as a sole proprietor, but that has fewer legal protections than an LLC or a corporation. But financially, it may not make sense to register as a corporation until your business is bringing in substantially more than six figures. And likewise, if you're a coach or a consultant, you can still have personal liability if you're the one delivering the services, even if your company is registered as a corporation or an LLC. Your legal counsel can look at the potential risks and upsides of all the different registration options in your area and help you decide which structure is best for you. Now, as a musician and author, I also have to register my songs and books with the Copyright Office. Then I have to make sure that my royalties are being paid by my performing rights organizations. I can do all of that myself, or I can hire an entertainment lawyer to stay on top of all of that for me. And they can also help protect my intellectual property if someone tries to plagiarize my work. They go to bat for me, so I don't have to worry about it. They can also help draft or review licensing agreements so that they are actually valid where you live. There are lots of legal templates that you can grab for free online, but if they're not valid in your area, you've basically got a bunch of words on a page that won't protect you or your clients. Most people, like I said before, start out with templates, but at some point, you're going to need to level up. And this is what I meant when I said general compliance. Things like disclaimers, privacy policies, return policies, GDPR, and CAN spam compliance, as well as HR and hiring. It all falls under the legal functions of your business. Do you want to be the one handling all that? If not, then who will? Sometimes the legal stuff is easy. Sometimes it's not, or you just don't have the bandwidth to manage it all yourself. Legal is about details. I am not a super detailed oriented person. I can do it for short periods of time, but after that I get overwhelmed. Having legal counsel on retainer gives me peace of mind. When it comes to the financial aspects of the business, these are things like making sure you've got your personal money and business money segregated in separate accounts. In most jurisdictions, keeping your personal money separate from the business money is a must for accounting purposes, and it just makes good business sense. It's easier to track your income and expenses when the only money in the account is business money. It helps you keep your bookkeeping clean and orderly. It also makes it easier to navigate come tax time. Depending on the way you spend money inside the business, you may also need things like a petty cash account or a business credit card. As your business grows, you may also be responsible for quarterly tax payments, annual business returns, on top of your personal tax returns. Again, is that something you want to be doing all the time? If not, now's the time to start thinking about which aspects of the financials you want to hand off in your business. I've been in business for over 25 years, and I've always done my own taxes, and I hired a bookkeeper to handle some of the data entry and account reconciliations. But the day-to-day money of the business, the spreadsheets, the income and expense reports, the profit and loss statements, I've done those myself for the most part. It hasn't been a big deal until recently, and as my business has gotten more complex, I'm looking at hiring someone to manage the data entry and bookkeeping to take the quarterly reporting and tax filings off my plate. Operations is a much bigger slice of the organizational pie for most business owners. This is where and how the business runs. Who's in charge of product creation, product delivery, sales, service, marketing? Your executive team, which admittedly may just be you right now, are all connected to operations. Your CFO, chief financial officer, your chief operations officer, and your legal counsel are all going to be impacted by the operations of the business. Hiring an assistant for you, the CEO, also falls inside operations. As I said, this is the bigger piece of the organizational pie. It's also where most of your ongoing support lives. In a future lesson, we'll get into delegation more specifically, but for now, think about how you want your company to be structured as it grows. How many different functions do you ultimately want to be in charge of? If you want to ultimately free yourself from a function, now is the time to be thinking about how that might look and who might fill that role in your company. And when I say who might fill that role, I don't mean a specific person. I mean what kind of person. In my own company, for example, I still do most of the marketing content creation. But when I made my first hire, I knew I needed an assistant that could handle basic marketing tasks as well as administrative tasks. I wanted one person to handle that role so that they could see the bigger picture of the company and how the marketing fit into what the company was trying to accomplish. That was more important to me than hiring a bookkeeper. Having a support person in that role also meant I could offer more help to my incubator clients because I had a second set of hands to manage the marketing aspects of my clients' businesses. Again, we'll go deeper into hiring and delegation in a future lesson, and I don't want you to get overwhelmed here. For now, your assignment is to start fleshing out a preliminary organizational chart for your company. How will you structure it? What support roles will you need inside your company? Begin by looking at the major aspects of your company and whether or not you want to have ultimate responsibility for it. Realize that it will most likely change as your business evolves, but having a starting point now will help you as your company grows and it becomes time to hire for your first support role. In our next lesson, we'll start building a content marketing plan for you to reach your clients in each stage of awareness. And I will see you there.